From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance by Justin Caleb Driggers. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
When I was a boy, my daddy looked at me and told me, son, he said, go have your fun, boy, but don't forget where you came from. So I packed my bags, threw a guitar on my back and chased the sky. Those words my daddy said play like a record that keeps spinning my mind. So when I die, don't cry. I'll live a life that I was born to live. When I die, don't cry. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. From the California coast, New York City, down to Mexico. From the top of Appalachia to the muddy banks of the Ohio. And I feel you like the summer wind, I hear you like the ghost of old time Joe. Don't worry, Dad, these feet remember every step that leads me right back home. So when I die, don't cry. I live a life that I was born to live. When I die, don't cry. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down amongst the white oaks where the mockingbird sings a song that echoes through the valley. When I die, don't cry. I live a life that I was born to live. When I die, don't cry. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. I'll die. Cry for me when I die. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills.
Thank you all very much.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to our 549th live performance. Tonight we are pleased to present another night of great music with Justin Caleb Driggers. American music has grown around folklore, superstition, and history itself. Growing up in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, Justin Caleb Driggers was exposed to this at a very young age. Justin brings his Ozark tales wherever he roams, and he continues this storytelling legacy to his own generation. Please welcome tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio, Justin Caleb Driggers.
Slowly in my mind, it's getting weary, can you help me? And my love for you is growing, and I hope you feel the same way as I do. And it seems like everywhere I go, I always wish that I was somewhere else. Now I think I'm going crazy around everyone I know except for you. So let's go down river, sit up on my tailgate. We can't talk about forever, just talk about today. We'll breathe in the heavens that southern air we grew up on. It's just you and me and the stars, the crickets until dawn. It's another summer Saturday, and all I really want to do is sleep. But I really should be sitting in a boat out in the middle of the lake. And the driving's got it sure tonight, and all our friends will be here for too long. But the only thing that wakes me up is knowing that after the movie's done, we'll go down river, sit up on my tailgate. We can't talk about forever, just talk about today. No, I don't want nobody else to come along. It's just you and me and the stars, the crickets until dawn. And hey, the water's cold, we're gone swimming anyway.
That's right.
And I said the water's cold, but we're gonna have ourselves a date. We'll go down river and sit up on my tailgate. We can't talk about forever, just talk about today. We'll breathe in the heavens and that southern air we grew up on. It's just you and me and the stars, the crickets until dawn. hell until dawn. Hell until dawn.
Thank you.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio is Justin Caleb Driggers. And Justin comes to us from Arkansas by way of Nashville. And but I guess Arkansas is where it starts.
Yep, it's where it starts.
Yeah, and where's hometown for you?
Hometown, it's a boom town called Springdale, Arkansas. It's growing a lot. And I was born in Little Rock, and that's pretty much where all my family is.
So, did I say Fayetteville a minute ago?
Well, Fayetteville and Springdale, it's doggone near the same thing. It's
oh, it
the
is. Okay.
Towns are right next to each other. A lot of people that are from where I'm from, they just say Fayetteville because that's where the University of Arkansas is. Springdale's a town of about 70,000 people.
So they're in Arkansas. They don't do with Fayetteville what we do with Louisville here. They don't go like Fayetteville?
Some people.
Oh, do they?
Some people, yeah. Some people, it's Fayetteville or Fayetteville. Or, it just depends. Sometimes it depends how much you've had to drink.
I wake up in the morning when it's dark and cold, kiss my wife, put on my overalls. And I don't much like it, but I hit the road, punch that clock and do just what I'm told. I ain't much for taking orders, but what's a man to do? We got freight to haul to Denver, they need it by noon. And I work all day till the job gets done. I'm not working for myself, but for the ones I love. These scars upon my hands, they remind me every night, ain't much that I can't do. My collar's blue, blue. My collar's blue. Our boots are scuffed and our necks are sore. Jeans getting muddy and our shirts are torn off. We don't make much money, we get by. Break our backs till quitting time. I know when that whistle blows on Friday, we feel like movie stars. Fill our pockets full of money and burn down all the bars. And I work all day till the job gets done. I'm not working for myself, but for the ones I love. And these scars upon my hands, they remind me every night. There ain't much that I can't do. My collar's blue, blue. My collar's blue, blue. And I work all day till the job gets done. I'm not working for myself, but for the ones I love. These scars upon my hands, they remind me every night that a man was born to work. And I'll be working till I die. So I work all day until the job gets done. won't be working for myself, but for ones I love. And these scars upon my hands, they remind me every night, ain't much that I can't do. My collar's blue, blue. My collar's blue, blue. Yeah, my collar's blue.
Thank y'all.
Tell us about the town that you grew up in, and did you grow up in sort of a rural setting, or did you grow up in sort of a suburban?
No, yeah, I grew up right in the middle of town. Daddy had a good job, and we really didn't hurt growing up for anything. He worked his tail off his entire life. And
what did he do?
He works for Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods is based out of Springdale, Arkansas. That's where Tyson Foods started.
That's poultry, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's poultry. It's funny, he's a poultry man, and he'll go to work 9 to 5. He drives this muddy old 1990s pickup truck to work every day, covered in mud, you know, and after he punches out of his corporate job, he goes straight to the hunting cabin, and he'll spend all evening just setting coon traps, and he's the greatest example I could have ever had.
That is a gift, mm-hmm. to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the guy in the song that you just sang.
Well, the guy in the song I just sang is me. And really, that song was my father, too. He was able to work his way out of it, you know. The guy in the song is about me waking up at 3 in the morning and going to work on a 216-door truck dock, looking like I just come out of a coal mine. That's all I know work-wise. By the time I turned 18, I've been working in warehouses and things like that. So kind of two separate worlds.
It was 6 p.m. on a Saturday night. My baby hadn't gotten home from work on time, and I was all alone. I'd been out back riding around with my dogs when a truck pulled in up onto the lawn, and out stepped Bobby and his brother. I said, Bobby, what brings you to my neck of the woods? Bobby shook my hand, pulled his gun, and I fell on the gravel. Bobby's brother ran first, and Bobby ran next. The truck pulled out and it drove away, and I just lay there bleeding. My life was flashing before my eyes, and I had to crawl on back inside. My baby would be home anytime, and I couldn't let her watch me die. I made it to the kitchen and I lay there a while. The sun was setting when I heard her drive up, and she was singing. She found me in the middle of the kitchen floor. She fell to the ground and she grabbed the phone, but I knew it would do no good. So we lay there on the kitchen floor. She cried like a baby and she cried some more. I never would have drawn it up this way. I died in my baby's arms that day. Thank you. When the snow falls down and the wind gets cold, I make my way back up the road so I can hear her singing. I swear sometimes she can feel me there when her eyes are filled with a lonesome tear and I can't stand to see it. So I'll roam on back down the windy road and disappear in the winter cold. I'll haunt that house when I hear her sing and relive that night every day.
Thank you.
Did you behave yourself in school?
Not really.
Really? What was it? What was school like for you?
I had an issue with authority. Growing up, a big issue with it. So,
where'd that come from, do you think?
Punk rock, probably. I got introduced to punk rock when I was about 12 years old. I was part of a hardcore scene, a punk rock hardcore scene. And I don't know, I just think naturally I was always a little bit different. I was always attracted to not just things that I wasn't supposed to do necessarily, because I was a good kid, you know. I was a fine kid. I had a hard time in school because people were telling me what to do. Naturally, they're teachers. I didn't like that. I'd struggled with that.
Did you have siblings?
Yeah. Older brother and a baby sister.
Were you very different from them?
No. Cody, my older brother, he's the one who introduced me to the rock and roll at a young age. He's 3 years older than me. So he would play shows at our church, and he would play shows at like our local music venue back home. He was trying to cut his teeth doing that. Learning what that looked like. I just learned from him. I just watched him and just listened to what he listened to, dressed how he dressed, until I started cutting my own teeth in the clubs. And then I started to kind of come into my own.
Savannah, your love is carrying me through so much pain. Remember when I was a boy and my daddy moved away and I bent, but you would not let me break. Savannah, how about that time I broke your heart? I left you at your front door underneath the stars, and you cry in your mama's arms. But you're like a dogwood high among some mountains that overlooks the river and the valley. Your love is like an ever-flowing fountain. Your name alone steals my breath away. Can you remember? Remember when you put on that white dress? You pulled me close and whispered to me, darling, take a breath, and that's something I never will forget. You're like a dogwood high amongst the mountains that overlooks the river and the valley. Your love is like an ever-flowing fountain. Your name alone steals my breath away. You're like the smell of spring out in the country. You're like a summer rain out in the field. I never will forget the way you love me. You have my heart until the very end. Savannah, remember what the doctor said that day when you held my hand as I began to pray. I never thought he'd take you away. Talking to this stone, I hold our favorite picture so I don't feel alone. I brought you flowers, the kind we headed home. You're like the smell of spring out in the country. You're like summer rain out in the field. I never will forget the way you loved me. You have my heart until the very end.
Thank you.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Aiky with Ray Adams. Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Justin Caleb Driggers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Justin Caleb Driggers. This is Red Barn Radio.